giving everybody the opportunity to get here. We would like to welcome you to our City Council meeting tonight, March 28th.
Mics?
Is it on at all?
Nope.
Can you hear me now? Is that better? So let's start over. Thank you. So welcome out. We did have a little bit of a we appreciate. I cannot talk today. I apologize. We appreciate your patience today. We noticed for 7:10, so we have just hit that. So we're getting started. We'd like to excuse Councilman Henderson. He does not look like he will be available today, and so we just want to note his absence. We will go ahead and get started with an invocation and then a pledge. So we'll start with our prayer. Will be offered by members of Troop 4427, as well as the pledge. So, we're going to start with, go ahead. Yeah.
Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The audience may be seated.
All right, thank you very much. We always appreciate the participation of the youth groups in our community. All right. Item 1.2, are there any conflicts of interest that the council would like to disclose at this time for tonight's agenda?
No.
Okay. As far, any comments by the council or recognitions?
Tonight.
All right. We will move on to our public comment portion of the meeting. Audience members may bring any item to the mayor and council's attention. Comments will be limited to 2 minutes. State law does prohibit the council from acting on any items that do not already appear on the agenda. Please note that while we do know that we are having we are having the community center as one of our items for the agenda tonight. Tonight is not necessarily the tonight will not be a night where a decision is made. We are just getting a report back from our community, and so. There will be many other opportunities to speak towards that particular item. So there's, you're welcome to come speak now if you'd like, but there will be other times that may be more appropriate for that comment in the future. So with that, we'll go ahead and open up the public comment. If you have any items you'd like to just bring to the council, go ahead and come up to the pulpit at this time. Oh, I do have a comment for him. Rod, please.
Mayor, do I have 2 minutes? Is that what this means?
2 minutes, yes.
Okay. I'd like to state that my name is Rod Sylvester. I live at 14415 Palo Alto Drive. I love living in Harriman. I moved here in 2013 from San Antonio, Texas, and I absolutely love living here. I love the mountains, I love the open space feel, I love the trails that the city has, I love the hiking up in Yellow Fork Canyon, but I'm here tonight to ask the city council if they would please build 2 to 4 tennis courts with lights and 4 to 8 pickleball courts with lights. I think we need them. We don't have a good facility here. We also need a restroom. There are some tennis courts right over here, not too far away. No restroom. Believe me, I've been over there. It's uncomfortable when you have to run over to the skate park to you know, and it pauses the game. So I wrote a letter to Mayor Freeman 2 years ago and asked him if he would consider putting in tennis courts, and he said yes when we finish City Hall. And so I'm here tonight to ask City Council to please consider that We have, Riverton City has, I only have 30 seconds. Riverton City has about eight pickleball courts and four tennis courts. Bluffdale has 16, but we don't have anything up in this end of our valley. And pickleball has become the number one sport in America, fastest growing sport in America. And for these young people here, great sport. I just got back from St. George. I was down there for 3 weeks vacationing. And they were playing pickleball, 24 courts, and they were filled all morning long and all night in the evening up until 10 o'clock playing with the lights. So we need lights in our tennis courts here because that's the best time to play is in the evening when it's cool in the summertime or in the morning. That's the other time. So looks like my time's up. So I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And that actually just ties in nicely to something I was going to mention later. Right now, we are in the middle of a survey process as we look at our recreation options and facilities throughout the city as we consider what we're doing. Particularly right now, it's focused on what we're going to put on in the hills. But any of those, we have a survey online at harriman.org that you're welcome to go take and put some of that input as well to make sure that's all part of that process as we take a fairly comprehensive review of our parks plans and what we're going to be doing with our facilities in the future. So thank you for your comment. We appreciate it.
I forgot to mention there's some pickleball courts across the street at the J.L. Sorensen Center, but they charge for those. Those are indoor.
Okay.
It'd be better to have outdoor courts.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Seeing no further comment, we will go ahead and close the public comment portion of the meeting at this time. All right. Next item. Any board or committee reports from the council?
I'll go ahead and report my representation for the city on the sewer board. We met with our monthly meeting last week. Been very impressed as I've gotten more familiar with the staff and those down there running the sewer board or running the sewer district. They do a phenomenal job in the service that they provide. And they're very well managed and very well run. They look out for the dollars of their of the people that they serve very well. And one of the two things I'll mention quickly with the sewer board, just to give you an update on the going-ons down there. One, Craig White, who is the what's his official title, Brett? Craig White, yeah. The manager? Yeah, manager, thank you. Craig actually has been functioning in a dual role for many, many years down there, both as the manager, but he's got a financial background and been also taking care of the financial responsibilities and accounting for the sewer district down there. And through an audit, it was obviously determined that it would be best for them to separate those duties. So they were able to hire and bring on Cody Kennington is who they have hired down there, was part of a firm that previously had responsibilities over conducting these types of audits for these businesses. So Cody is well prepared and well qualified to come in and take care of this. So there's been a separation of those duties, which makes that team even more efficient down there. The second thing, which I've reported on before, but they continue to make progress on, is as you can imagine, the sewer district has to deal with some of the unpleasant byproducts that are produced on a daily basis, and they're significant in the way that they have to deal with them. And a lot of the end process of the sewer district is actually paying for removal of some of those leftover byproducts, and they're an actual classified waste that have to be dealt with and disposed of properly, which all adds cost to our bills each month for our sewer services. So one of the things that they have been in progress for over some time now and continue to work on is what they call a thermal drying process. And the thermal drying process will further reduce the amount of waste that has to be actually hauled offsite and disposed of. And in fact, the thermal drying process, once it's in place, will take what is now classified as a biohazard waste that has to be taken out of there, and it will essentially dry it and render it safe to be used for compost and further reduce what has to be hauled out and disposed of in these, properly in our landfills. So this is a very expensive project, but one that they have planned for many years and one that they have all of the money in place to pay for that thermal drying process. The sewer plant, the new one down in the river bottoms there just off Bangor Highway, is designed to expand to double its current size to continue to maintain and keep up with growth. So the first thermal drying plans are in place. They will begin construction on the building to actually house that unit, and that will start to come online near the very end of this year and first part of next year. But it's just another way that we start to look out for the environment to improve and become more efficient in how we deal with the waste that comes out of that facility, and more importantly, how to protect the residents and the dollars that we paid to manage that. So again, I think it's one of those services that happens that we use every single day and don't really give much thought of. But I want you to know that we have a great group of people down there that are looking out for that and looking out for the best ways to be effective and environmentally mindful at the same time.
Thank you. I attended the Wasatch Front Regional Council meeting this last week. It is the regional municipal planning organization for our region. And we had the opportunity to have President Niederhauser, who is the president of the Utah Senate, as well as Representative Schultz from the Utah State Representative, discussing the new transportation ordinance that was passed by the legislature this season. There's going to be probably quite substantial effects on all municipalities, but hopefully it will strengthen the transportation department that we have, UTA, or now called Transit District Utah, and it will also hopefully bring in some additional fundings for the city to help build and maintain our roads as well. There's a lot that goes into it, and all the specifics aren't even worked out yet, but that's coming, and it's something that the council should be aware of. Any other comment or any other reports? All right, we will move on to item 4.1, Utah chapter, the ICC presentation. Assistant City Manager Haight.
Thank you. One of the things we do is we like to work employees very hard and then ignore their achievements, but they've been giving us some training on how to do better management, and so we're going to reverse that trend. What I'd like to do is call Catherine Nelson up. She's our building official, and give a little bit of information about this. So one of the things we like to have our employees do is participate in their various organizations that support their field. And so Catherine's been a member of the ICC here in Utah for 10 years. And when she became a board member, she created the Planning Tech organization that helped, what's it called?
Permit Tech
that helped kind of get people educated and understanding and some uniformity across the board for this. After that, she became the vice president of the organization, the president, past president. Now she's she serves on the board in their legislative function of watching legislation and going up the hill to help support legislation that will help cities with their building permit process. She's the current secretary of the Utah Association of Building Officials and is the secretary for the Region 11, which is a national portion of this, of the ICC. And so with all that, they gave her an award as for chapter service back in February, and so I stole this off her desk, and it was very... She kept it polished. It has fingerprints all over it. But I just wanted to make sure the public and the council is aware of some of the achievements of our staff. So anyway, that's it.
All right. Our staff does an amazing job, and we are always excited to recognize their accomplishments. So well done. Next, we will go on to item 4.2, a discussion and consideration of a resolution to appoint two new planning commissioners and two new alternate planning commissioners. City Planner Mike Malloy.
Thank you, Mayor. I've been a city planner for nearly 20 years, and participating in the interview process for our planning commission candidates was impressive. We had, I think, 12 or 13 applicants, and it was a wonderful position for the mayor and the council to be in to have a hard time, I think, making this recommendation by the mayor. The proposal is Brody Ripon for a three-year term, Andy Powell for a three-year term. So those will both be, if accepted by the city council, they would both be regular members of the planning commission. And then two alternates, they each will serve for a one-year term. Jackson Ferguson, who's here tonight, and Lauren Palmer, who's a well-known community resident who's been participating in a number of meetings with the Planning Commission and
City
Council.
Would you have those that are here stand up?
Yes, and Andy, I believe, is here as well. If they'd like to come forward. Again, these appointments are being proposed by the mayor with the advice and consent of the City Council, and they may be reappointed at the end of their terms, their proposed terms.
Thank you. And I just want to take a moment to talk about the selection process. We had an extremely pleasant number of extremely qualified individuals apply. It was not an easy decision to come to. There were more individuals that we would have loved to make offers to, but we only had four positions to fill. So we hope that those that did not get appointed this round or have that recommendation, please continue to we want you to continue working with our community, and I'm sure there'll be opportunities in the future as well. It was a fairly robust process, which both Councilwoman Oren and Councilman Smith were involved with quite heavily, and as well as our city planner and our city manager and myself. So I'm very happy with the quality of individuals and the experience that they have, I would look to the council for any comments or consideration of accepting up this recommendation.
I was just going to make a motion. You can make
comments. I'll make a few comments. Anyone that's familiar with me knows that I spend a number of years on the Planning Commission. So the Planning Commission is near and dear to me. They serve a very difficult but a very important role in our community, one that goes unnoticed most of the times until people are angry, and then they take a lot of heat for it. Because they are tasked with ensuring that all the applications that come forward in the city meet the current zoning and ordinances that are in place. And sometimes that means making developers do some unpopular things and approving projects that do meet our ordinances that aren't necessarily loved by the community. But it is something that is so important in our community to have dedicated individuals. The mayor mentioned this was a very difficult decision by those that were involved in the process, because as was mentioned, there were so many great qualified, but more importantly, people that wanted to be involved in our community. And that's what this is all about, is being involved in the community, wanting to be part and have a say in how this continues to develop out for the future, for not only for ourselves, but for our children and our families. And it was a good problem to have it be such a difficult decision, because there were so many qualified individuals. Just kudos to those that have been selected. You do have a tough job to do, but we're so thankful that you are willing to raise your hand and to say, pick me. I'm willing to step up and do it, because that's what our community needs, is people that are willing to stand up, willing to have people throw rocks at them from time to time, but be able to hold their ground and make recommendations and make decisions that are in the best interest of our community moving forward. So I definitely support those names that are in front of us tonight.
Can I make a motion? Do you have comments? Hey, I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution number R19-2018, appointing two new planning commissioners and two new alternate planning commissioners.
I will second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Nicole?
Yes.
Clint?
Yes.
Sherry?
Yes.
And I will vote yes. Welcome. All right. We will now move on to a report from the Harriman Promise Foundation regarding the community center. Michelle Bagley, please.
Mayor and Council, thank you so much for having us here tonight. Having been on both sides of the aisle, I think I'm more nervous over here than I was over there. And probably because this is really important and dear to my heart. We have done, as you have asked us, kind of done some research with the Promise Foundation, a group of individuals who agree that the promise should be kept. And so we'd like to proceed and talk about that just a little bit. So a long time ago, a promise was made. This building that stands in the footprint of the original Harriman Lions Club was an asset that was needed for the community. When we incorporated, we had nothing. I mean nothing. We had to find all kinds of resources and opportunities to make things happen, and the Lions Club happened to be a benefactor to us at the time and allowed us to use the building that stood in that footprint for our meetings. We quickly realized that it was well on its way out and that the city needed a little bit more, and so we made an agreement with the Lions Club that we would purchase that land and that we would use that building for our city hall. Some things that happened in the process of looking at this is we had multiple meetings. Some of our organization group members are here tonight. We held an open house and had folks come and look at the community center and help us vision on the things that could happen there for the future. We contacted the different organizations that have used it in the past, and we have a list that will show you that in the along the way. We've used social media, much to many people's chagrin, and have had a lot of comment there. We have a petition that we have submitted both electronically and in paper format to Jackie. We've done a little bit of nonprofit research, looked at grants, invited local business owners, and tonight we're reporting to you. So we believe that keeping this building is in the best interest of the public, and I would like to draw your attention to this paragraph from the original contract, and it says that buyers shall use the property for a public and or community purpose that will promote recreational, charitable, and here's the caveat, and I love you, John, but I know you put that loophole there for a reason, and any other purpose that is in the interest of the public. I would contend to you that the intention of the council at that time and the Lions Club was that this would be used for recreational purposes in perpetuity. When we incorporated, one of the most important things that we wanted to do was to create a place for children to soar. The only place that we had in the city, when we're talking about tennis courts and pickleball courts and all these wonderful amenities that Harriman has, the only place we had was the original Main Street Park. And if, as Brett recalls, countless hours of service were spent to keep that one little field up and going for the children in Harriman. We didn't have much of anything. And when I came to the political arena without any desire to be political, my intention was to provide a place for children to play and to soar. So this comes down to what you value. We talked about some things in the council meeting, I believe it was in January, and the cost that it is to operate and maintain this building. Sometimes we have to remember that there were donations that were made. There was a cost that was paid in order to make this building available to the community. It's important to remember that your return on your investment can't necessarily be measured by dollars and cents. I think you need to recognize that, but you can see it in the faces of our people. And here are some of the folks that have used that facility for different meetings and things throughout the years. Looks like somebody was a good girl. You provided us with a group of organizations that have used that that building, and so we've shared that with you again right here. All of these organizations have used that building for some fashion or another, whether they've held meetings there, whether they've had events. They've all used this, and they have in turn benefited our community. I think that we need to recognize that and remember that. There's a great deal of value in these organizations and what they bring back to Harriman itself. And remember that variety is the spice of life, so I'm really kind of excited about pickleball courts and tennis courts as well, too. So, and I think that that was our intention. Some of us had our own special interests when we incorporated, but all of us wanted to make sure that there was a place for every interest and every need in our community. Again, there's some fun pictures for you. These are some of the organizations that have spent a lot of time, and I just wanted to make sure that you noted this. And in the process of doing this, we're also noting that the council is looking at possibly charging some of these organizations for use of facilities and or this building. Our organization would contend that you are going to lose a lot of people if you do that. And so we would hope that you would maybe reconsider that in the process. Teamwork is a really important thing. And in the day that we live in and when people are struggling with so many, many things, I think it's really important that we take a note and recognize the people that have come together for these different events. These organizations can bring community together. And it's really interesting, if you remember the luncheon that we had for our law enforcement officers, and I want to say thank you again, not only for that time, but for every single day that you protect our interests. Thank you, Chief Carr. But these folks reached out to us because they knew that we were intent on trying to keep the community center. So they reached out to us. People that we didn't know, complete strangers in the community, came together to provide this luncheon in behalf of our officers. In fact, we met each other on the day of that luncheon. And all of this organization occurred because of the different organizations that people belong to. Here's just a really quick newspaper article about our Arts Council. And then we just want you to remember that these kinds of things bring really great PR to our community. And Tammy would probably agree with us that you can't pay for the PR that we get in return for these kinds of things. Again, here's Deb Taylor. She was just recognized as Outstanding Citizen Advocate of the Year. She's your Arts Council on your Arts Council chair. Sam Gordon, everybody knows Sam, recognized by the NFL. Sam calls Harriman home, and she's played on our fields. There are our champions. This community center is about people helping people. And there are so many things that need to continue in our city. Someone just has been reaching out just in the last few days as we see the continued tragedies of young people taking their own lives. Someone said, how about if we had a place where these kids could just come and talk, a safe place? The community center would work really well for such a thing as that. We want you to remember that a lot of promises were made. Wayne made the promise at the Butterfield Park. And whether those of you who don't know, Wayne lived in a little teeny tiny home all of his life, maybe two bedrooms, I want to say. Two-bedroom home, tiny house, right? But he was a sheep rancher, and he understood the need of community and the need of family and bringing kids home, having a place for them to play. He made a promise, and he made sacrifices to do that, and that's why we have the W&M Butterfield Park. He gave these kids the opportunity to do the things that they wanted to do, that they dreamed to do in their own hometown. And it's time for you to decide what your dream will be. Now, we've talked about parks and events and all these other kinds of things, but I can tell you that all of these things had their beginning at that community center. Had we not had vision and had we not had a place for them to meet and to organize and to hold their different events, they would not be as successful as they are today. We have been able to bring people from places far away, and we have provided something for everything and everyone in the process. This is the place where it all began. It's really important to remember that this is the place where it all began. That footprint is where we did everything as children. That community block was the beginning place for all historical things that happened in Harriman. And I believe that if you were to sell it for a very momentary monetary gain, that you would never regain the history that you will be selling in that building. This place is where community began. This is the place where we took the vote to unanimously incorporate the city of Harriman. 20 years next year, 20 years ago, not so very long ago. Our model was, if you build it, they will come. I remember when I sat on the council, our build out was 40 to 50,000. Holy cow. We've kind of exceeded that by a little bit. Now, if we've forgotten, we found one other little document here, and this was in the newspaper that reminded us that $50,000 was donated or given back to the city from the Harriman Lions Club in order to lease that building for the next 100 years, so to 2099. We understand that that organization is no longer in effect, but the city has taken it upon itself to do other things in their behalf, such as the Chuckwagon Memorial Breakfast, and we would hope that they would continue to provide the services that the Lions Club intended for this particular facility. Another article, and sorry, Brett, there you are. Councilman Brett Wood said that the council agreed that when the growing town vacated the building, that it would always remain for community use. So it's a clear marker of the intent of the council and the things that he's given me the, whatever that grin is. the intent for that building was very, very clear. We would suggest that you do maybe take a twofold approach that maybe could offset the O&M, and this is the meat, really, of our presentation. We recognize that community organizations bring a great value to our city. We don't think that you should charge them. Those that are under the umbrella of the city, we don't believe should be charged. They're already giving their time and their talents in the city, and we just think that that would be excessive. You can't put a price tag on their worth. And the other thing is, you'll never be able to replace this space. If you sell it, you'll never replace it for what the money that you're going to get out of it. You will never replace it. And the other thing you can do is you can still charge families and for-profit organizations, and they can rent those at reasonable rates. We suggest that you maybe rent the office space to offset O&M, and we did have a number of people that approached us, but we don't have the authority to tell them how much or where and when or any of the details. We can't do that. But through the process, we had a number of people who actually live in Harriman and have to do their business in other places, like they have to rent an office in Draper and elsewhere. They would rather do business here in town, as most of their clients are here in the city. We just ran some really cheap, low numbers just to kind of give you an idea, and we recognize that there are at least 20 office spaces in the basement and 12 or more on the main floor. If you took 15 spaces by a really cheap $400 a month, and I don't think you can get office space for that anywhere, for 12 months, so half of the spaces, you would glean $72,000 per year. And then you could also rent out your conference room and your large gathering spaces at an hourly rate. So here it is. We propose that the city keep the promise. You get to choose. Are you about keeping promises? We would propose that you use the community center for community, family, and nonprofit purposes. That you not charge nonprofits under the city umbrella, and you know which those organizations are. You could perhaps use some of the space for a museum and the arts and storage space. You're already out of room in this building, I understand, in some areas, so storage space is at a premium. You could offset the O&M by renting the office space, and if necessary, you could hire somebody or have one of your city employees as a receptionist, property manager, whatever you think would work to make that happen, and you could include their wages in the rental agreements as you move forward. So, in case you think this was a harebrained scheme hatched by a few cuckoos, you might be right. But please note that we do have some signatures of over 300 between our electronic and our paper signatures. And please remember to not step over community dollars to pick up pennies. Please keep the promise. Thank you.
Thank you for that report. We appreciate it. All right. We will move on to item 5, our consent agenda. I'll accept a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda as written.
I'll second.
A motion and a second. Sherry?
Yes.
Clint?
Yes.
Nicole?
Yes.
And I'll vote yes. That action passes. All right. So that was our extremely long meeting today. Once again, just a reminder to those that have tuned in that April 6th, the survey for the Harriman Hills visioning meeting or whatever is will be up online on harriman.org till April 6th. We also next meeting will be tomorrow. We actually have a joint work meeting, and I don't see that noted here, but we have a joint work meeting with the Planning Commission tomorrow evening. That begins at 6. It begins at 5:30. Which the public is welcome to attend if they would like. We will have our next Planning Commission meeting on April 5th and the City Council work meeting and general meeting on April 11th. We also just one more reminder about the basket bash at Butterfield Park at 10 a.m. on the 31st. And then the application deadline for the Thomas Butterfield Scholarship is April 15th as well. So we just want to make sure that our residents are aware of that. With that, I will accept a motion to adjourn this meeting and go back into a work meeting.
So moved.
Did you say aye?
Second.
Okay, thank you. I was waiting for a second. So I have a motion and a second.
We can drag this out a little longer if you want.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much for coming out tonight.